I've already failed. Just by saying anything. Just by saying, I've already failed. 4 words, and it's in the toilet. That's an ancient Zen saying. Slightly updated. because words are brittle, and they don't bend with the flow of our minds and the flow of the actual world. And so we use them, and they break on us, and we cling to them at our peril. And yet, we try to get something across. Maybe something will come across in the spaces between the words, or around the words. Or maybe words have a dark side that we can't perceive like the moon does, and that has some effect. And so we give teishos and dharma talks and encouragement talks, knowing that we'll fail, but hoping that something will come across. I know I need some encouragement. Maybe you do too. So I will try and I will fail. We're not using a lot of words. You may have noticed this weekend. And yet we're encountering lots of other brittle forms, or at least they might feel brittle to us. They might feel and even look rigid. All these forms that we're encountering at Sesshin. Even the form of our zazen looks very rigid from the outside. We don't want the neighbors to catch us doing it. And we try to seamlessly inhabit these forms. We try to move through them with a certain grace, and we fail. Again and again. Someone said yesterday, or was it even the day before, oh, everyone here has already been on a Boundless Way retreat. So, it's going to be seamless. Right? No, it has not been seamless. There have been lots and lots and lots of little failures. A few that you couldn't see in the kitchen. Some that you could out here. And this is so wonderful. Because it's when we fail that we get jostled awake a little bit. And I sometimes think that we have all these forms just so that we can keep having this experience of failing at them. There have been sesshins, believe it or not, where there were a lot of old hands involved, and not like now, a lot of people courageously taking on new roles, but a lot of old hands, and the retreat really did start to flow pretty well. And so up in the officers' meeting, the teachers would change the rules. You know, I don't think we should do it this way. And then we would say, we would agree, and then we'd say, should we make an announcement? No. They'll see you doing it and they'll figure it out. So, yeah, nice opportunity for everyone to fail. I was wondering yesterday why I had failure so much on my mind, why it had become so much a part of my practice this weekend. Apart from the obvious reasons, because the obvious reasons are never the only reasons. And then it came to me that Rohatsu is this story about failure, although we don't always tell it that way. But this wonderful experience that we're commemorating came about through a series of failures, pretty spectacular. And the first failure was that Prince Siddhartha failed, just really failed, as a spouse and a father. He didn't do the traditional Indian thing and leave to become a yogi when he was old. He left when his son was a boy. I know how that feels. But he had to leave. And who knows what he said? Sorry, this prince thing just isn't working out for me. I gotta go. It's not about you. It's about all sentient beings. Or something. I haven't figured it out yet. But I have to go figure it out. And then he failed again. For 7 years, he tried being a forest ascetic yogi, doing these ascetic practices that made the other ascetics say, that guy's really weird. If you read the list of his privations and self-inflicted torments, they're really scary. And 7 years of that, and at the end of 7 years, he had to say, this isn't working either. I failed again. Did I leave my family for nothing? So he came to the outskirts of a village, starving. And this sweet young girl offered him milk. Maybe the age his son was when he left. And so he took it. I give up. The other ascetics, you know, when they heard about this, they're like, what a loser. They became his first disciples, but at first they didn't want anything to do with it. He drank milk, sat under a tree. Sorry. And you know, we can tell the story like sitting down under the tree was this big heroic thing. I'm going to sit until I solve the riddle of the universe and save all beings. Well, we can tell it that way. The way it's been feeling to me at this retreat is that he just sat. He was at the end. What was he going to do now? He just sat. It was the first just sitting. He just sat to see what would come up. And what came up was, he lost everything. Everything fell apart. There was nothing left to hang on to. Total failure. Total failure. Total emptying out. And then, what did he get? Did he get filled with spirit? Did he get a feeling of cosmic oneness? No. He could do that when he was a forest ascetic. He'd probably been doing that for years. Anytime he wanted those special mystical states, he could enter them. But that's what wasn't working. What he got was emptiness. Amazing emptiness. And that allowed him to become connected to everything. Or rather to realize he always was. Not oneness, not differentiation, but emptiness. I and all beings awaken together. So let's take heart in this failure and in all of our failures, the history of failures we bring to this retreat. All of our failures during this retreat and the failures surely to come. Let's take heart in them and let's follow the example of our great original teacher, Shakyamuni, and just fall apart. Just give it all up. When Angel Kyoto Williams came, Reverend Angel, she said something that was just so pointed. And I've been with it ever since. She said that she says to her Sangha, we're not here to get it together. We're here to fall apart. And she also said, I'm not in this to get 20% happier. I'm not in this for suffering light. I'm in this for liberation. So, with those words of this great avatar of our original teacher, I leave you, and I hope you feel a little encouraged.